En daf kuf alef amet beis. Homa rove tzrichi deine le mikvi duchte. The dayonim have to be keveya a mokim where the chalitza will be. The siva also yevimtoi hashora el haskeinim. That the Yavama goes to the Sha'ora. What does Rashi say? L'mikve duchte l'shem kach. That this place will be a mokim that we're going to make a chalitza. Hashore mokim mizumon l'kach mashmet. Already this mokim was already muchon. They were mazmen this mokim for a chalitza. Let me just read over the lashon of the Meiri. How are you keveya the smokim? So the Miri says two mahalchim, and then later we'll see the loshon of Rashi. One mahalach the Miri says sheyoymru neilech lemokim ploini lasois chalitza zu. We're going to go to this place to make chalitza. Oy. Pshat number the second mahalach is sheyasu maise bekach. They should make a maise. Not some of the neilech lemokim ploini lasois chalitza. Shiasu maise bekach sheyelchu bemokeim echod lekavonas kach. They're going to this place to make a chalitza. So there's a psahiluch to this place for this purpose. Ulemayit sheim heim shom bemikre. If they were there, stamazoi ubol if neim, then someone comes over that want to make a chalitza. Ein rashoim lachloit, so it's not good. You can't make it. Achi yazminu oisai mokim lekach. So this is you have to be mazmin the mokim. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Pope v'Rav Hune bereid Rav Yeshua of the uvde b'chamisha. Now, they made that there were five people by the chalitza. So the Gemara asks, Keman k'Rab Yehuda, v'hoda bay. Rab Yehuda et charote. We learned yesterday that we bought a raya from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that Rab Yehuda was chayza. She only needs three. So the Gemara answers, l'pirsumei milse. Dayonim, you need three. But you need another two lepirsumei milse. So Rashi says the chalutzah. What do you have to be mefarsim? So Rashi says two mahalchem. The chalutzah v'loy linse v'lekoy. People should know that she's a chalutzah, so they shouldn't marry a koy. Inami deleisu inche v'likpetsu alo. Now people should want to get married with her. Till now, they knew she was a Yevama Leshuk. She was unmarriageable. So in order that now you can marry her, that's why Mefalsim. The Beis Shmuel brings down, a nafkemina will be, what if she was a Grusha? So according to the first time, so you don't have to be Mefalsim, because we know she's also Lekuneh. Als the Gerishin, according to the second time, you have to be, there's a need to be mafalsim. The Leisei Inshi v'likpetsi yalo. Rav Ashi ikla lebei Rav Kahane, omalei solik mar legabon, lemiluyei bechamishi. You should come to us, we need five people, so you should be one of the five. Now, Omar Rav Kahane, this, the Rif brings, this is a new maise. Omar Rav Kahane, have a ko'imno kamei de Rav Yehuda. I was once standing in front of Rav Yehuda. The Omar Ali, and he told me, to come, sak le zirze de kani, bring a bundle of kani, let's terufe becha misha, that you should be metzurif for the five. Omru loy, so they had asked him then, Lomoli chamish, amaluki heiched le parse milse. Let us see Rashi, le zirze de kani, chavilo shel kani, a bundle of kanim, so mestome, that was, that's, they used to sit on that. So Mestama, so bring a chavila, you bring your own chairs when you come. There was chavila shakan, v'holchu, although v'hilchu, leishev sham l'shem chalitze zu. So it would seem that, I think Rashi holds like the second mahalach in the Meiri, that the kviya smokim is, that's what he says, shiyasu maise bekach, sheyelchu bemokim echol lekavonas kach, we're going to this place to make chalitza, and if I'm not mistaken, Rashi is moisif, not to make a chalitza, leishev sham l'shem chalitza zu, this chalitza, you have to go bekavone, that I'm going to make this chalitza, chalitza zu, not we're going to make chalitza, I'm going to make a chalitza of this woman in this place. So that's, it seems that's how you kevei the mokum. V'holchu leishev sham l'shem chalitza zu. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda avekoi kamei de Rav Yehuda. He was standing in front of Rav Yehuda. Omar lei, Sak to lezirze dekani, letztarufi bechamishe lepersume milse. Omalei, so Rav Shmuel by Yehuda told him, Tanine garsinon, lezabaraise bi Yisroel, bebezn Yisroel, veloi bebezn shol gerim, vaano gerano. Period. Let's just go a little further. Omar Rav Yehuda, kigoyim Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, such a yid like Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, mafikno momoina apume. I would be moitzi momen apume. If he says that someone's chayiv momen, I'd be moitzi momen apume. Fact the Gemara, mafikno salke daitach, vahopishnaim edem omachman. How can you be moitzi momen? You need to aid him. Elo marana shtora apume. I would be marana ashtar apume that we'll see. Rashi and Tosfos. Zogt Rashi, tanine, garsina, yesh bereise biyodi, uktoni bon, it says this bereise bi Yisrael, bezni shal Yisrael. That what we had before this Baraisa be Yisrael, that a ger is possible, he was the one that brought this Baraisa. Vano gerano, who va'oviv nizgayru. He and his father were gerim. The mother was a gaita also, and he and his father were megayr themselves. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Hilkach posilno lechalitza. I'm possible for chalitza. Merane shtore apume, the oimer yedano bay. The periye, if he'll say it's peru aloy mizdakikno lemigvabai, I would not sit down in a bezden to be goiva with this star if he said it's peru. Now, I'd like to mention two things. It seems that he saw a moiridike godless in Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Now, the Ritas Loshon of Rashi, we'll see soon in the Beit Avrom in the Hor. From Rashi would seem that he told him, I'm postal for this. I'm a ger. So what should he have told them? What should he have said? Oh, go there and finish to make a postal a chalitza? I mean, what's the moiridike godless over here? It could be, I don't know if this is Demisib Shat, but I once heard from B'Shem Rabitzel Peterburg that Chazal, a Moirdik Meshabeach Yehuda, that he was Moide. That Tzotka Mimeni, that it was from him, that the Ibel was from him, and Chazal were a Meshabeach Yehuda. So Rabbi Zvi Peterberg said, so what should he have done when he should have killed her? I mean, what, he had an eitzah what to do. I mean, Like this, they were killing calves. Al sivom aleshuk, kichmesh is chayiv mis al sivom aleshuk. And now lemaisa, he was a yovam, so he should have killed her. I mean, what's the big gadlet? So Rabbi Tzolpeterburg said, we have to understand Yehuda was one of the dayonim. So he could have finagled over there. He could have figured out a way not to kill her, in the same way not to embarrass himself. And he went with the emes. He said, no, which was very embarrassing. So Mistama, this Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, it seems Rav Yehuda did not know that he was a ger. He told them, he told them I'm a ger. He didn't know that. He thought he was, he was a very choshev yid, this Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. He told him, no, I was a goy, I was a guy myself. Could be it was very embarrassing. He could have told them 20 reasons, he's a Masada Kedusha now, I'm sorry, he could have dreid zechois, and he told them I'm a ger, and I'm posel, and he held this was a gebaldik godless from him. Could be that's pshat in the Gemara. Now, the emerson, there's a few mahalchim in Rishonim, pshat in the Gemara. The Rabbi Avrom in Aho is medayik from Rashi as follows. He says, from Rashi it would seem, number one, that Rav Yehuda was not aware of this baraisa. He's like, he told him, you know, there's a baraisa, told him two things, that a ger is posel, number one, and number two, I'm a ger. And it seems he was not aware of the baraisa. So from this, the Rabbi Avrom in Aho says, Shmamino, Shedayin she'enoi boki b'chol dinei chalitze, chalitza osak sheira. Because he told them, I mean, you're making chalitzas and you don't know this halach. He told them a baraisa, which, that's number one. In number two, he says, L'chayre, he says, Amore de Kechidish, according to Rashi, he says, he told them, Sakto lezirze de kanos terufi bechamisha lepirsume milse. So it would seem that there was a bezdin already. And now he told them, we need another two for pirsum. And what did he tell them? He told them that a ger is posel, so that we have l'chayre, the ger is posel, l'chayre, to be a bayin, the ger is posel. So what's wrong that he's a ger? So he says, shaminin, the af al gav, that the only, the hey loy ba'inen, ela le mitzvah le fersun me milse, afilu hochi im hoya echod meyahei ger psula. It passels the whole thing. From him it seems it's a derais of the kipsul. That means that that even though he's not a dying, but it passels the bezin. Ba'afal pike he brings down an ama oritz will be kosher. If you'll have an Amma Oretz for these two, an Amma Oretz is kosher, Amma Oretz is not a psul. An Amma Oretz felt and dying, but it won't passel the bezin, but a ger will passel the bezin. That's how he learns Alibi the Rashi. Lemaise he's chaylik on Rashi. And he says it won't passel and he says, L'chatchile, he held that people might come to say that he was one of the Dayonim. That's why he didn't want to come. He told them a Dayin is possible, a Ger is possible to be a Dayin, and if I'll be there, well, it seems this Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda was a very mechubedik yid, so people will think he was one of the Dayonim. And he says, by an Amma Oretz, so therefore you shouldn't come, Basel Mishre Ger, dying lechalisa. By that, by Ma'oritz, they weren't goyza, because the kriya bechlal is not makiv, so there won't be a good kriya. And now Ma'oritz is no good because it's any day lahakreis, but the kriya itself is not makiv. But here, they might use a ger for dying in chalitza, and that's a posel chalitza. So Mela, that's how he says pshat. The Ritva says a little different. The Ritva says as follows. If they would be makze, these three are the bezden, and you two are for milui, he says, then it would be good. But that wasn't lefik voidoi shel Rab Shmuel bar Yehuda, that this is the bezden and you're the second rate citizens over there. So therefore they did not want to make to be Maxim Bazundel, so that's why here there was a problem. There was a problem that so he said they'll think that a ger is kosher to be a dying by chalitza, which is not true. Now let us go a little further and then we'll come back to Taisvis. Omar Rove, Ger don es chaveiroi dvar toire. A ger could be done another ger min atoire. Shenemar soim tosim olecho melech, ashi yivchar Hashem olekecho boi, mikerev achecho tosim olecho melech. So now there's a din that a melech has to be mikerev achecho. But the din of mikerev achecho, if it's olecho, so that means if it's a melech on you, we'll see Rashi, what shaykh is the dying has to a melech. But if he's a melech on you, so then it has to be mikerev achecho. But if it's on another ger, so my male then there's no din of mikerev achecho. That's a ger don es chaveiro idvar toire. So Rashi says, ger don es chaveiro idinei nefoshes. The ilu dinei momenes afilu lachol Yisrael. Dinei momenes is afilu lachol Yisrael disnan hakel ksheirem lodin dinei momenes. Tomrinen hakel lasuye mai lasuye ger. So we're talking about dinei nefoshes. Olecho de bina mikerev achecho, aval al ager afilu chaveiroi ato meikim olov. By a ger, so another ger could be a dime. Now, so Rashi had a kashe, so we're speaking about a dying and posach bedayin besayin bemelech. So Rashi says, dayin bechlal melech, deceive melech b'mishpot yamid oretz. Im doime dayin lemelech shein soich klum yamid oretz. Now, what is pshat in this gemara? This is a gemara in Ksubis. The gemara says as follows. If the dayan is doyme lemelech, that means he's an osher, he doesn't depend on the assistance of anyone, he's not scared of anyone, he doesn't need anyone, he won't be chaynef anyone, so that's a good dayan. Yamidoretz, then the eretz will have a kiyam. The safe of the posik is v'ish trumais yerseno. If he's doime lekoyin shemarzer al agronis, that means that he's dependent on everyone, and he lives on the donations of all his followers. So then, if he'll be a dying, yeah, that'll bring a hirus because he'll have problems. Lahamid Oretz, all these people are his supporters. Now, so Lachere, the way the Gemara says in Ksubis, I mean, Rashi said, I'm Mirdik HaChidish over here. The Gemara says in Ksubis that Gemara is speaking about something else completely, that a dayan has to be self-sufficient like a melech. He should not be dependent like a kohen. That's what the, and Rashi says that all the halachas that apply by a melech apply by a dayan. And if by a melech is a halacha that it has to be mekerev achecho, olecho, so the same halacha applies by a dayan. It seems Rashi learns that the Psein Hekish Lamachze, the Wimakish Mishpat Tamalchus, the Gemara God says, Adrosh over there, that he should have the characteristics of a melech. But Rashi seems to say in the first pshat that he has Ilchus melech, and the posik is Makish Mishpat Lamelech. So Mamele, whoever is Kosher Lamelech, is Kosher Lamishpat. So it comes to tell us these dinim by a ger. Then Rashi says a second shot. Void simois harbei ksuvim kam. But there it says soim tos melech melech. It says a lot of simois. Kol mesimois sha'ata meisim lo yehu elo bikerev achecho. That all mesimois, that means every minui, every schora that same tosim, lav davke melech, some amele. So from here we learn this comes to tell us Hilchus Dayonis also, the dayin also has to be mikerev achecho, that's davke olecho. But if it is if it's adgerim, some amele, then you don't need this tnoi. Let's go further in the Gemara. Vim hoisa imoi mi Yisrael, don afilu Yisrael. So then he can be done a Yido. So that's called mikerev achecha if you have a Yiddish mother. Ole inyan chalitze ad shei ovi ve imoi mi Yisrael. By chalitze need ovi ve imoi Yisrael. Shenema v'nikra shmoi b'Yisrael. So Mamela, this is a chalitza is more chomor, and here you need ovi v'imay b'Yisrael. B'Yisrael, Sarashi says, mashmashie Yisrael mikol tzdodim. Now let us see Tosfos. Ba'ano gerano. V'imtayma l'peirish Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda dehocha oye ben Rav Yehuda hindevo. Dama beper kame de gedushin de ger she'en lo yorshim habe. That Rav Yehuda hindevo was a ger she'en lo yorshim. Ben izgaye huva oviv. Lama hoye lo lahavi breise de posel ger lechalitze. That means he brought down this bereise that a ger is posel a chalitza, a special, that he was brought down the bereise. The dinei momen is nami mifsalodin li Yisrael, kiven dein imay mi Yisrael. He said, we just learned agemore that there's a Yisrael, there's dine momenes, there's dine nefoshes, and there's chalitze. That means, that's how, let's go according to Rashi. So there's a, the halach is that chalitze is the most chomel. That means, als dine nefoshes, or maybe Tosfos is chelek on Rashi, speaking about dine momenes, whatever it is, that means even by dine momenis, which is kill, you need mekerev achecho. So Mamela, why did he have to come up and say, you know, there's a special bereise be Yisrael that says that a ger is posel, for he himself, you don't need this new halacha by chalitza. The new halacha of chalitza is chomor than other dinim. You don't need this new halacha. That means, Bishloime, if it was Imoy Mi Yisrael,
So my Melas, he says, but no, there's a new aloche, but by Chalitzi need Ovi Bimei Me Yisrael. But it wasn't even Me Yisrael, the mother was a goy, the father was a goy, and he was born a goy, and both of them were Megai themselves. So my Melas, why did he have to come up with this Baraisa, this new Choymer of Chalitzi? That means Taisvus held the din that dini momenis, Taisvus is chelik and Rashi, that dini momenis ager is possible, so it's, so this should apply by chalitza also without knowing this new Allah. The new Allah is a Yisrael, then you need more by chalitza. But al kaponim, whatever you need by chalitza, you need here also. Whatever you need by dini momenis, you need here also. So why do you have to bring this new barais? So Taisvus in the first Eretz says it's negeya geirim. By geirim, there's no din of mikera v'achecho. V'afal pikein, here there's a new psul of chalitza. Inami, koshehu ledine momnes lodoin, beloi kfiye. Now, Taisin says, that the whole Gemara that we are speaking about, that a ger is possible, that's tafke to be kaifa the balei dvorim. That's same tosim, that's schore. So schore, he's not, a ger cannot have schore over a yid. But if there's no kvi involved over here, some male ager would also be kosher. Als the din of same tossim, so that's why the gemara said. But there's a new din, that'd be Yisrael. Marane shtore apume perish bekuntres beksubis beperik hakoyse v'loy mikra karanole. That means if Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda would have said that it's a perua dike shtar, so I wouldn't tear the shtar, the shtar is a shtar, that seems the same, Rashi says over here, I wouldn't be goyva with the shtar. They need it, they can have a mame behead yahulishne, kidama beilonaris, gabi yaitzis mishim shemra. Rabbi Netam meforish v'chein Rabbi Nechananel b'shvuis a different shot. Tahainu shlo yuchel bal hashtar ligvois b'loy shvua apume. That means meranish tore. That means if he would have said that the shtar is porua, so then he would be mechayev the bal hashtar, the malve. He would not permit the malve to be goyve unless he swears. Afilu hu korev leloyve oy lemalve. The be'enei korev afilu shar odo mechayev nam yishvu kedisnan eidechod meidishi perua leisifra elo bishvu. That means one of the shvuas hanoitlam is that if an eid echo, this is a shvua darabonon, but if an eid kosher says eidis, that this shtar is perua, I know it's paid up, the malve cannot mon with this shtar unless he swears. But he has to be an eid kosher. That means mi darabonon, they said, just like minatir, an eid is mechayiv, a shvua laharzik, is midrabonon is mechayev shvuas hanoitlim that the malve has to swear, but that's afka neid kosher. Now he said that if Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda would come and say that a shtar is perua, and Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda would not be a neid kosher, let's say he's a korev to the malve or the loive, is afal pikein, I would be mechayiv the malva to swear. That's pshat nagabav. Hodom alei rov l'rapopo b'akoysev, sheheyid al ashtar, shehu parua, that rapopo was made on ashtar shehu parua, he asked him, ike inish achine bahadema, he asked him, is someone else with you? Aye, so what's the problem? אני יודע חודס מחאי בשבועות, זאת לא אומר שהפופו יקרוי בוי של טויביה, או של ניטפה. So my mail, that's why yes, if there's someone else. Ubiksubis Perish Rabbeinu Hananel. I mean, Lamaisa, we also have to understand, the Oimekadvorim. That means that there was a takone that in Eidechot is Machayev Ashvuas Hanoitlim. And that's a kosher Eidechot. Now, he said that he would be Machayev Ashvuas Hanoitlim Afilu. He's not a Neit kosher by Rav Yehuda. About Shmuel by Yehuda. I mean, you have to understand. I mean, where do we get the shvuah? There's a shvuah on Neitlim for an eight kosher. I mean, this was. This is not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are certain shvuahs on Neitlim. You have to be an eight kosher. This is. I mean, he's machadish and new shvuah. This is the shvuah on Mishnah, or it's a different type of shvuah. It's unclear. How this works. Ubiksubis Pershabay Machanano Maranish Torah Apume means something else. Afilu Kosov Nemonis Bishtar. Afilu in the Shtar it says this anemonis. That means that the Malve is Nemon to say if it's Perua not Perua. You won't have to swear. Is nishba v'goyve. That's by Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. V'nir alari shereit zoloimet that Rabbi Nachman means to say as follows: shekosav loy loyve lemalve b'soich hashtar, the mehemin loybe loy shvue kol emes the omar loy parano. That means when the Loiva wrote the Shtar Havo, he wrote in the Shtar that whenever the Malva will say that the Shtar was not paid up, so he can mon. Afilu pori beidechot upoigim v'nifresh leibafonav David tzore shvue iloi dekos leihochim chegam namayri hochim. So that means there are different tziyurim mitzad dina mishneh that the malve has to swear. And eidechod is machayev meshvue. Upoigim v'nifchod, that means it's like a moide b'mikzas, that the loive says that I paid up, or the malve's moide that he got paid up something. Upoigim v'nifra. Or v'nifra shalei befonov, or you want to be goyve shalei befnei aloyve. So all these siyurim need a shvue, and he wrote in the shtar, the loyve wrote in the shtar that he's mam in the malve, but he won't have to swear. Ki agav namayri hoche ba'al kalponim, he says, the mnemonis only patterned these droris of shvue. But this is easier to understand. That means the drora of shvue that the neidechot creates, that he parted him. But a birul of Rav Shmuel by Rabbi Yehuda, a night in the hoch he didn't parter him. This is Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. That's how Tosfos wants to say pshat in our Gemara. Ger dones chavere dvar teure pesh bekunteres einu ledini nefoshis vein yirike dachsavti bachilet zat zpingban dine momnes. Leinyin chalitze ad shei oviv veimoy me Yisrael. So from the Loshon of Rashi, it seems be Yisrael mashma she Yisrael mikot stodim. You need a Yisrael mitzad ha'ov mitzad ha'im. Tosfos has different pshat. Perish be'imoy loisagi. It's not enough that the imoy is Miss Yisrael, which is called mikerav achecha, and shehei gam oviv mi Yisrael. You need oviv mi Yisrael. Avol ba'oviv lechut sagi. But that means he has to be a ba'yes yichus Yisrael mitzat ha'ov.
אבל בו במלכו צגי, אפילו ניניוך יסקונה צגי, באובב מישראל, כדמרין הם בשור היוחסן. היקשורי. Now, the kasha is unclear, so let us see the Bach. Now, our Gemara learned that there's a new chaima by Chalitza, which is more, let's see, than Dine Momenes. In Dine Momenes, you need Imay Mi Yisrael, and by Chalitza, you need Oviv Mi Yisrael. That's what Israel is coming to tell us. So let us see the Bach. Kavonis kushyosai hochi perusha. Dil mekro osi lachalitzas geirim. Maybe the posik is coming to tell us by chalitzas geirim. The leisagi bileidosai begdusha. Ella boi rosai begdushe. Maybe the be Yisrael means that you need oi rosai begdushe. That's what you need. It could be that the dying parents could very well be geirim, side the father, side the mother. But you need that it should be Heirosa Begdusha. Avoloi be'inan afilo imay mi'Yisrael b'chalitzas geirim. So that is Tosfos Kasha. The Tosfos is asking as follows. We see by geirim there's a kula that you don't need mikerav achecho. So Memela could be the Pasuk is telling us over here that you need Heirosei Bekdusha. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. But more than that, you don't need. How do you know to make a Psachoimer of Chalitza? Could be the Pasuk is speaking about Chalitza's Geirim, and it's telling us you need Heirosei Bekdusha. That's how it's be Yisrael. That it was. The whole later was be Yisrael, after the geiris of the mother and father. But that's it. But there's no din ime mi Yisrael and ove mi Yisrael. That was the kasha. Now let us see in Taisvitz. The beperik nara amorosa omar, gabi nara amorosa. Now it says by nara amorosa, that she's chayiv skila. Ki osa sa nevola bi Yisrael. So it says, when is there a chayiv skila? Ki osa sa nevola bi Yisrael. Dei rosa veleidosa bikdusha Yisrael is mal yosai. It says as follows. If it was a rosa shaloi bikdusha, veleidosa bikdusha, so the Mishnah says, yechayiv chenek. There's no din skila, because skila says nevola osa so be Yisrael. So that's called the vola osa so be Yisrael if she was a rosa shalai bigdusha. But if it was a rosa veleidosa bigdusha, so it's called nevola osa so be Yisrael and she's chayiv skila. So what do we see from this? That be Yisrael comes to tell me a rosa veleidosa bigdusha. Practices, maybe that's the same thing what Bisrael is telling us over here, that by Chalitza is Geirim. You don't need all these Tnoyim of Mikerav Achecho, and you don't need Mikerav Achecho, but you need Erosim Leidos and Bikdush, that's Bisrael. That's the Bisrael over here. That's all what you need. How do you know to tell us that you need a Psahol Chayme, you need Oviv Mi Yisrael? And Taisa brings a raya that be Yisrael means Eirosa v'leidosa b'gdusha. Because Eirosa v'leidosa b'gdusha is chayiv skila. That's called a nara merosa. V'tiritz. So the Ri answered, kiven de Eirosa v'leidosa b'gdusha. ישראלס מל יוסי. Taisus says as follows. Let's talk about, Taisus wanted to say that the Posik B'Yisrael is coming to tell us about Chalitza's Geirim, but there's no din of Mikerev Echecho, need, and the Posik's telling us you need that to dine is to be a Rosev L'Idos B'Kdush. Fine. Now, let's think, B'Tung Machalitza's Geirim. Now, what kind of Geirim are we speaking about? You can't have a ger, a ger that was born a goy, because he won't have, there's not in Yibum over there. Neither brother. If it was a rosai shalai bikdushe, vlei dosai bikdushe, she also doesn't have a brother. Because his father was a goy. So how could you have a ger, that there should be, that the parents are Geirim, and you can only have, places it says, maybe the Pasuk speaking about that the parents are Geirim, and the Dainis Viros would also be Gdush. You can only have a case of Yibum, that Al Kaponim, the Geirim, who are making Yibum, is a Rosam Leidosam Big Dusha. Then you have an Achmin Ha'ov. That's how the Maram explains. That's number one. So an ach min ha'ov can only have a rosev leidos a bigdush. So k'taisves. Kiven de rosev. Now, so if those who are making chalitza are hay rosev leidos a bigdush, that's the only way you'll have ach min ha'ov, is Yisraelis mal yosei. So Mele, so she's a Yisraelis Mal Yosef. I care, like it says, Nevol Osso Be Yisrael. Im Kain, Lechalitzes Geirem Nami. Kim Nosso Be Doshe Be Yisraelis Mal Yosef. Im Kain, Lechalitzes Geirem Nami. Kim En Sheros Leidosem Be Gdushe. Have Nami Yisrael. Mal Vekerin En Bei Olecho. This is not Geirem. Im kein belaven nikosh moy be Yisrael nav ke psul gel khalitzes geirim at shte im mi Yisrael de be in mi kav vachach. So that Taisus says, Taisus says, I have news for you. By Chalitzas Geirim, this is Hirosan V'Leidosan. The only way you can have Chalitzas Geirim is Hirosan V'Leidosan B'Gdusha. If it's Hirosan V'Leidosan B'Gdusha, some Mela, that's called Olechel. Forget that's the Gemoring Subis, that's called a Yisrael already. So to be a Dayan on such a Geir, that's called Olechel. You need already Mikerev Achechel. Without any posik. Allah, so you don't need to be Yisrael. You need to be Mikav Achecha. Allah, Yisrael Midrash, Menikash may be Yisrael. Achiei Oviv me Yisrael. You need Oviv me Yisrael. So the drasha is telling us that you need Oviv me Yisrael. Lefize tzorech loyma. The Rav Shmuel oisei imay mi Yisrael, yitzach bereisel mifsel lolo, elo oisei she imay mi Yisrael. So Taisus says, I'm going to give you some email. According to this, Taisus just said now that by Chalitza's Geirim, without any posik, you need imay mi Yisrael. Because since the Gemara says in Ksubis, that Hirosim Vleidosim Begdushes of Yisrael Mal, yes, so that's called Olecho. So if that's called Olecho, so Memele, so you need a very Imam Yisrael. And Rav Shmuel by Yehuda had to bring a special Bereis that he was possible. So Vaistois, it was Imam Yisrael, Bafal P came. He was possible because he needed over me Israel. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rav Kahane, Omar Rav. Im Yove Eliyahu v'yoyma chilzin b'minol. If a Leol will tell us, Lechatchila, we could make Chalitza with a shoe, Shemin Loi, we'll listen to him. So we'll see later, Rabbi saying as follows, the vial we hold that Lechatchila one is not permitted to make Chalitza with a shoe. But, for Leol Novi will come and tell us to make Chalitza with a shoe, we'll listen to him. If he'll tell us ein chilzen besandel, he'll tell us ein chilzen besandel, ein shaymin loy. We won't listen to him. Shekvar nogu ha'om besandel, and that Eliyahu Novi will not be able to go against the minig Yisrael. V'Rav Yosef omer Rav Kan omer Rav, he said fakert. The Rav said fakert. Im yo that lechatchila we make chalitza lechatchila with a minl. Im Yovi Eliyahu v'yoyma ein chilzin b'minol. If he'll tell us ein chilzin lechatchila b'minol, shaymin loy. No, he says lechatchila you should know. We'll listen to him. Ein chilzin b'sandel, ein shaymin loy. Shekvar nogu om b'sandel. My benai. What is the difference between Rabbi b'shem Rav and Rav Yosef b'shem Rav? Ike benai u'minol lechatchila. That if you lechatchila one is permitted to be chaylitz with a minl. That means according to Rav Yosef, you're allowed to be chaylitz lechatchila with a minl. Now he said if Eliyahu Novi say we shouldn't do it, so we'll listen to him. And according to Rabbi, you're not allowed to be chaylitz lechatchila with a minl. But if Rabbi Eliyahu say you should be chaylitz lechatchila, you could be chaylitz lechatchila, we'll listen to him. Let us see Rashi. B'milsei d'rabi garsinen chilzen b'mino shaymin loy, ein chilzen b'sandel ein shaymin. The common yobeliyo, so it seems as follows, tochol kamad li osiliyo v'oma, cause my liyo doesn't come, leichal sinin, we're not chilz with a mino. Amo, mino lechatchila loy. According to Rabbi, one lechatchila should not be chilz with a mino. But the Rabbi Yosef garsinen, Im Yovi Eliyahu Yomer Ein Chilzim B'Minul Shemim Loi Ein Chilzim B'Sandel Ein Shemim Loi V'Chol Kamad Loi Omul An Eliyahu Ein Chilzim B'Minul Chatzin Lechatchila. Let us go further. So we have here Amachloikis Rabbi and Rav Yosef of Lechatchila V'Chilz Ot Amilu Ulaman Doma Filu Lechatchila V'Hasnan. We learned in our Mishnah, Cholzo b'mino chalitzoso ksheiro, the yevid in lechatchila loy. So the Gemara says, who are they in the filo lechatchila? Lechatchila is also good amino. Ba'aydi, the boy le misne seife, ba'an pilye. It says in the seife, it says, Cholzo b'mino ksheiro, ba'an pilye psula. Pilye means that it's not a shoe, it's like a stocking. And that's posel afilu b'diyavet, because a stocking is not megan. Chalitzos apsula dafilu diyavet on the namereshe diyavet. That's why he says that minul is kosher b'diyavet. And because he says that an ampilia is posel b'diyavet. Let us see Toisvis. Who adin da filochatchila? Why did the Tony Seife? Tame. Tikshalei Seife. So Taisvis says, why are you asking? And Rav Yosef from our Mishnah, according to you, is also shver the Mishnah. The Tony besandel sheyesh by Ekev, a sandal that has a back behind the heel, kosher, is a mashmol chatchila loy. So just like by asking Rabbi Yosef, you also have the same problem. So now the Gemara says, this machloikis, if lechatchila one is permitted to be chaylitz with a minnow or is not permitted to be chaylitz with a minnow, is a machloikis tanoi. The sign we learned Abaraisa, Omar Rabbi Yosi, Pam Achas, Halachti leNetzivin. He went to Netzivin, Motzosi, Zokein Echot. I found a very old man.
אמרתי לו, סי אסתם, כלום את בוקי ברב יהודה במסירה? Did you know רב יהודה במסירה? אמר לי, הן? ישרנו, בר שולחוני הוא תודר. זאת אומרת, סיטסוס, בר שולחוני הוא תודר, בירשם מגורש, שולחוני הייסה, was a banker, בעירי בר שולחוני, he always used to use me. בר שולחוני הוא תודר. So yes, them klumura isa shacholatz by Yevoma. Did you ever have a chance to see him make chalitza by Yevoma? Omali, reisi shacholatz halbe pomem, yeah. So yes, them beminol oi besandol. What did he use? Did he use a minol or a sandal? Omali, let's the Baal say the girsa, we'll see the Roshayin Mamoichik this girsa, but let's say the Baal the girsa. Omali v'chi chelzen b'minu? What, you asking a shayla if he ever made chalitzas Rab Meir and Rab Yaakov b'shem Rab Meir? If l'chadchila one is allowed to use a shul. Let us see Rashi. Hochi gassinen, omaloi v'chi chelzen b'minu? V'le gassinen v'teira omro naloi v'loi minoloi. So Rashi says, "Shein mino kosel b'chol ha-teira." There's no word in Tanakh that a shoe is called a minol. Elo naloi, kegoin shal nalcho, sholafish naloi. Could be this is, I think, the Rishash is meichik this. The mashme bein sandal bein minol. The minol loshin chachomim, the na loshin teire. There's no such thing. V'hai da omar minol achatchila osa lav mikro yalef. Ola mishim gzeri kidu lakama. V'hai da si b'yereisa balzol nachoshis minol lecha. Oh, it does say minol. So then we have a dik here, it says now. So Rashi says, "Anshuldik loshim minol ubariach." Well, there it means it's a bolt, it's a lock. But it's not. It doesn't mean a shoe. The word minol, a shoe, that's a lishna de chachomim. Now includes a sandal or a shoe. Mishmay de Rameya. What does Taisu say? Bechichelzim beminul, begersin vatei romre naloi vile minoloi, kmeishe perish bekuntus, gam rabi yudoi goi mochke minas form of tesefta enoi. The Ritva brings down from Taisu that they were goyres agirse, and naloi mashme kmeishe hoya darkom linoil. V'roiv minoleim hoyo sandalim. That the word nale, that's how Pesatayis, he brings a Tosfos that did say Pshat in this Girsa, that nale means derech linoil, what the derech is, and so memela, since the derech, bizman chazal, bizman ha-teire, was a sandal, so memela, so how could a minol be good? Nal is masha oimed linoil. Fine. But the Gemara says it's not true. Now the Gemara says, Uman da oma lechatchila loy. The man the oma that says that lechatchila one should not use a minol for chalitza. My time. Ileime mishum dahavi panso me'al. Now a shoe has a tongue. And you tie the shoe over the tongue. Now it says, v'cholzo naloi me'al ragloi. So me'mele, so that's why it's no good. Because the chalitza sanal is you unlace the shoe. So you're unlacing, that's me'al demal. The regel is the gava regel. On top of the regal is the tongue of the shoe, and on top of the tongue is the laces. So if she'll untie the laces, that's called, not called cholza naloi me'al ragloi, it's cholza naloi me'al demal. That's why it's no good, l'chatchile. אילאים משום דהב יפנצו מעל, ועל כסו מעל דמעל, ותאירו אומרו מעל ולוי מעל דמעל, יוכף אל דיאבד נמי לוי. Some of my listeners, why is it good? That can't be. A kolcho. There's bechlau no chesorn of me'al de ma'al of laces over a tongue of a shoe. So why, so, we'll see why in Rashi. So why is it also lechatchilet? So the Gemara answers, gzeire mishum minol merufet, inami mishum chatzi minol. Let us see Rashi. זאת רשי פנצו גב המנו. That's the top of the shoe. ואלכסה, סרוך נעל מתרגם אלכסה דמסנה. So you see, אלכסה זה שולש. שקויפלן רצועס על אוזנות. That you put the... You put the ritzuas on the Rashi, it doesn't say the tongue, Rashi learns the oznayim, that means maybe didn't have a tongue, but there was oznayim that came up from both sides of the shoe and covered the foot. So it's like two coverings. You have a shoe, and over the shoe are laces. Avol sandal, and koishrin the koiflin ritzuos al oznov, but by a sandal you don't tie the ritzuos over the oznayim, shere koshu, because the oznayim of a sandal are stiff, vein the ritzuos deich kosoi. So when you tie the laces, you tie it on the foot. So that's called cholzo naloi me al ragloi. That's the difference. Benutzu doch kosa, vispas piv, yesh kemoi keshel le katzer es piv. There's a keshel that ties the sandal to the ego. Ihochi, if that's the problem by Yeshua, filo di evit nami. El omidam rina chalitzosek sheirish mami no. So why is it taki good? So gili karabine. In, she has to be megala the foot. Vafilu shneiman olayim zel gavze. Afilu, the person will be wearing two shoes. Kishe lefes litavayu shapir domi. She'll take off both shoes. It's also good. Kidama lekamon basement olayim mau. Vaat kan loy mi boilei. Elo de karate le iloi visholfase le tatoi. There the Gemara is a shayla. If she was wearing two shoes and she tore the top shoe and she took off the bottom shoe. So it could be that's no good because need cholza naloi. Cholza means not to take off. So by tearing the top shoe, felt a cholza naloi. Avol sholfasino le tavayu shapir domi. But if you take off both shoes, it's icha good, no shayla. So memele, there's no problem whatsoever with a minol that you have laces over the shoe, because it's the iker mechuvin from chalitzas haminol is to be megala the foot. So the Gemara says it's a gzeira for one of two things. Other for a minol merufit, mevuke, split, karua milamailo. That you have a shoe that split milamailo, the kivin derochich. Since the leather of a shoe is soft, afal gav de karua, miyasev le akare, it still fits the foot. As we mentioned yesterday, the Miri says that a person that has a split shoe, it's split from the top, so if he runs with it, forget about it, the shoe will fall off his foot. But if he walks slowly, it's shayich to wear a shoe with, even though it's split on top. So what's the problem? So the Emerson, but this shoe is really called cholutz me'elov. really, it's not, the shoe really is called, it's off, even though when it's on. So memele, so by a shoe, they made a gzeire, that someone might wear a shoe with a split, and he'll think it's good, and he's wearing it, and so memele, they'll think it's good. So memele, that's what they asked such a shoe. Masha enkein a sandal, Aber sando shu koshen yochel yashvei al ragle mishin nifchas velekel amigzel amidi. By a sando, there's no chas whatsoever, because if it's, since it's a stiff shoe, so either it's tight on the foot or you can't wear it, period. So memele, so there's no gzere that they might make a chalitze, even though it's cholutz me'elot. That is the gzeire of sandal hamarufet, of minel hamarufet. Now, he brings down, there's another gzeire, there's a gzeire of a chatzi minel. Now, what's the gzeire of a chatzi minel? So, the Meiri explains, and the Mukiyasim and the Ritva explains, it seems as follows. A chatzi minol, the Ritz and the Mukiyasim say as follows, that there's a new din. There's a din now, voloi chatzi now. That's a psul. That means even though by sandal amarufet, we said the chesoron is svelten v'cholza, because it's cholotz v'aymed. By a chatzi nal, a chatzi minel, this is a new chesoron. You need a minel sholei. If there's a chatzi minel, that means there's a chelik that's missing from it. It's felt in shame now. It's nal v'loi chatzi nal. That there's a miyut. So the Mukiyasev and Ritva would seem the same lomdus. That means a person could very well wear now that is missing something, and they'll wear it. It's nishkefella. We won't realize that there's a psul in this shoe because it's now v'loy chatzi now. Ma she'en came by a sandal, it's not shy of such a thing. If it's a chatzi, but if there's something missing, but so it's unwearable. That's how they say pshat. Now let us see Tosfos. Gzeire mishum minol amarufet. V'im taima d'tani b'soif perik taylim leiseitze isha b'minol amarufet v'leisachlitz boi v'im cholzo chalitzo sokshere v'b'diyevet aminol amarufet is good. And here we say that they ask for to be cholos of aminol. But it's not completely split. So there it's only, so there, b'diyeved, it's a kosher chalitza.